One of the most magical experiences that Richmond has to offer is a cool, clear evening at H. Croft Hall when Richmond Shakespeare puts on a good performance of any play from the canon. Under a canopy of stars and serenaded by talkative amphibians and sweet-sounding nightbirds, it is a delight to slip into the symphony of language and story that is uniquely Shakespeare. Good productions can take you away from the cares of the world, and their latest production, King Lear, is a great one that you may find to be transformative. Lear is one of my favorite plays of all time. It has so many different whirlpools and eddies in the plot that you find yourself quickly swept along. Even those audience members who don't normally enjoy Shakespeare find the plot easy to follow and very effective. To that end, Master of the Verse, Melissa Carroll Jackson, and director James Alexander Bond have worked with the actors so that the language rolls off their tongues and into our ears in a direct and understandable manner. Alan Sater's interpretation of Lear is nearly flawless. It is one of the most demanding roles in the long history of theater, and Sater rails, laughs, cries, and questions his fate almost nonstop through the entire play. His energy is remarkable, and his performance is one that I will remember for a long time. He is surrounded by several other great performers, including Foster Solomon as Earl of Kent, Walter Schoen as Earl of Gloucester, Charlie Raintree as Edgar, Adrian Reeder as Edmund, and the versatile Thomas Cunningham as the Fool. I've been fortunate enough to see Cunningham mature as an actor through his undergraduate years into his master's work and now his professional life. The three daughters are played by Carrie McGee, Sarah Jamila Johnson, and Jai Goodman, and they add just the right spice to the proceedings. McGee and Johnson are deliciously conniving, and Goodman is sweetness and light as the loving Cordelia. On the technical side of the equation, Rebecca Cairns and Anne Hoskins have designed very beautiful and detailed costumes. Major White has created a very solid light design, and the several fights designed by Ryan Beckard will take your breath away. James Alexander Bond has once again put together a rare night of theater where all of the pieces come together in a seamless fit. In the one conversation I've had with Mr. Bond, James Bond, we discussed our mutual love of great, over-the-top comedies. And while that may seem incongruous to Lear, I maintain that the approach works in the timing of the players and the pacing of the scenes. In tragedies, it is often common to linger over each and every scene. In doing so, the audience is drained over trifles. But with Bond's approach, we go past some of the buildup and linger on those truly powerful moments the script offers. I hope I haven't given away any of his secrets, but you'll see what I mean when you go see it for yourself. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.